The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You know, in the mid-70s, there was a term and talk for years about the Trilateral Commission. And also at the same time, there was a new concept. It was a petrol currency, or the petrodollar currency, a system where the nations would use oil as the standard for currency, petrodollars. Then in the early 90s, we had a term, and the reason I'm presenting this to you is no one really paid attention to the Trilateral Commission initially. You'd hear the term Trilateral Commission. No one knew what it was about. Federal Reserve, the stock market, the exchanges, they understood it. Europeans, Japanese paid attention to the Trilateral Commission. Then you had, again, the petrol currency. A new petrodollar. And it took time to catch on, but eventually it became a used terminology, more used. With the PNAC in the early 90s, the Project for a New American Century, the century that America would dominate the world. We are in that century presently. And the U.S. for the last 20 years has, and for the years prior to that, the decades prior to that, has predominantly or been predominant in the rule of the nations militarily, economically, through technology. But recently we have two more new terms that we've been hearing about, and we need to pay attention to them, because these terms, just like PNAC, Trilateral Commission, petrocurrency, petrodollar, they are going to be the staple as far as conceptually and in reality in the future. De-dollarization and multipolarity. Unipolarity is a third one. A unipolar system, a multipolar system, and a system that will bring about de-dollarization. Now, you can go to search engine and talking about the petrodollar. February 2nd of this year, marketsbusiness.com. The U.S. is facing a major challenge as petrodollar loses force. Okay. Then, how petrodollars affect the U.S. dollar? Investopedia. Another one. This is out of soulmanagement.com. Why the coming face-off between the petrodollar and the, let's see here. Well, this isn't complete. Sorry about that. This is out of internationalman.com. Is the collapse of the petrodollar imminent? Then, in January 18th of this year, did Saudi Arabia just annihilate the U.S. petrodollar? Then, April 17th of this year, this is out of CNSNnews.com, will the end of the petrodollar end the U.S. empire? Then, April 13th of this year, a BRICS threat to the dollar. And then, what happens if the Saudis bail on the petrodollar? This is happening presently, and you have begun to see the nations in revolt against petrocurrency. It's just the beginning. Just the beginning of the revolt. So then we can go on to multipolarity, which we'll get back to shortly. And discuss multipolarity and unipolarity. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654. And I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever seem to be in it all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor, I'll help you get by.
All right. So, now this was Security Council Chairman Dmitry Medvedev. Excuse me. The G7 just took place in Japan, I think it was this 2-3 days ago. The G7 idea of total ban on exports to our country, meaning Russia, is excellent in that it also implies a reciprocal termination of exports from our country in the most sensitive categories for the G7. In this case, the grain deal and many other things they need will end for them. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The G7 nations, they want to ban more exports to Russia. Russia, I'm telling you, is carrying the big stick. Grain deal and many other things they need will end for them. And the European Union, the top foreign policy official, Joseph Borrell, he declared that EU foreign ministers are not ready to agree a new package of anti-Russian sanctions. They're not ready to agree on this principle. Western experts thought they would destroy Russia's economy. They failed. And there was another article out. It's an economic article. I don't know who, I should have written down who, where it came from. It's a defund the global police moment. De-dollarization is happening at a stunning pace. The end of the petrodollar has brought about de-dollarization. Janet Yellen, let's hear what this old gray-haired witch has to say. Nothing wrong with gray-haired women. It's just the witches we don't like. So she claimed a year ago that the dollar didn't have any serious competition, and was not likely to happen for a long time. But last week, second week in April of this year, truth speak. There is a risk when we use financial sanctions that are linked to the role of the dollar that over time it could undermine the hegemony of the dollar. Financial sanctions. United States Treasury official Monica Crowley. Here's what she states. It's really hard to overstate exactly how catastrophic the abandonment of the U.S. dollar would be as the world's global reserve currency. If that were to end, that would mean the end of the U.S. dollar. If that were to happen, there would be a complete implosion of the global economic system, but certainly the American economic system. If that were to happen, you'd be looking at sky-high inflation just raging. Weimar Republic kind of inflation. If you think inflation is bad now, just wait. So these people, I don't think that they're prophets, but they are definitely telling this country, warning this country, predicting what is going to happen. He is absolutely right. So another assessment is the U.S. dollar, every sane nation of the world is fleeing from, which is absolutely true. And I read this yesterday. No, I didn't, actually. I didn't read this. Russian multi-billionaire industrialist Oleg Deripaska. The United States has only 5 years left as the principal currency for the global economy. The United States has only 5 years left as the principal currency for the global economy. the greenback superiority has for way too long been used as a weapon of vengeance against all dissenters, and often without prior legal evaluation. Global settlements will become more diversified with other currencies. That will be hard at the beginning, but then the world will discover a new reality without a need for a hegemon. And this is exactly what has been happening, and what is bringing this about is when Russia and China together, Brazil, South Africa, and India, when they made the decision to begin to work together corporately as major powers collectively, more powerful than the collective powers of the United States, Five Eyes nations, and the European nations, and the NATO nations. More powerful than a locomotive, so to speak. These five major economic groups, powerhouses, apart from United States, still the United States presently is still the big powerhouse. That's ending quickly. When this began, this country, they already began to make moves to destroy that collective group. But that group, when they began the process, other nations, the global South, began to realize these countries are pushing back against empire. You don't do that. Nobody has pushed back against empire since 1945, since 1970, mid-70s, with the Trilateral Commission, with the petrodollar coming into existence, the currency, with PNAC, Project for a New American Century. The nations of the world, they knew what this PNAC was. This was basically the beginning of America's objective to become, to remain the hegemon, the hegemic rulers of the nations, economically, militarily, technologically, in other ways, but to make America even stronger. They knew what PNAC was, a new American century. George Bush Jr. stated, we're at the beginning, and this is like 2001, we're at the beginning of the new 100-year war. The Bible does say that there would be conflict, there would be nations that would fight for world hegemony. Russia at one time was in the mix till the Soviet Union was dissipated. When it came down, the Berlin Wall came down. China couldn't. She was a power because of land mass and because of a dense population, a big military. The Asian sisters also. But other than the United States, no one could really claim to be a superpower. They were superpowers in one sense, but not like in the sense of the United States militarily. Our defense budget, we had the income to build our defense budget year after year. We'd spend more money than most of the nations combined. We're watching the nations now, China or Russia, like I had read yesterday. I told you yesterday, the U.S. thought they could make a quick take Russia out in the first round. Here we are in the 12th round, and Russia's still strong. And all that the U.S. has done with the European countries, for the most part, and the NATO countries, a year later, Russia is stronger than she was on the 24th of February, 2022. She had to force to go in to take out CIA operations in Ukraine. Ruble, not as strong as the yuan, but very powerful, gold-backed, new gold metals market in Moscow. The nations of the world are buying and trading with metal, with Russia, metals. And that was just Russia solely being able to stand up, hold her own against the United States, NATO, and the European nations. And these other nations in the global south, in Asia, the Middle East, are realizing, hey, we want part of this. And then, a month ago, Vladimir Putin has Xi Jinping come to Russia, and they have an alliance. They have made agreements. Russia is selling massive amounts of gas and energy, coal, to China. This is really emboldening other nations to join the BRICS system. What we're watching is nothing more than the beginning of the destruction, the end of America's world hegemony. But not just yet, because you are going to have the nations that will join with Russia and China. And yes, the United States will not destroy them economically. The unipolar West will have its own digital system. The multipolar world will have its own digital system. I emphasize this week after week. If you can see this, you'll realize there is a world war taking place without bullets being fired, without missiles, without nukes. We're at war. The two main players are the unipolar West, led by the United States, and the multipolar world, led by Russia and China. And the threat, the big threat to the United States and to the unipolar nations, is should China, right at this point, Russia is producing the arms that she needs, the bullets, the bombs, the missiles, the tanks, solo. But if Russia runs into a problem, which is what America was hoping for, is that we would just continue to sanction Russia, push at Russia, force Russia to expand all of its weapons, and then once depleted, we could go in, take over, end of story. But the Pentagon has realized if it gets to the point where Russia should weaken militarily, China will probably, most likely, want to help. I got to stop this thought right there. We'll be back. Present truth.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams. No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Prince and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you
and they are located in the West. Located in City of London, very powerful, but the City of London needs the dynamics and the power of empire, her military, her technology, her vast wealth, the vast riches on American soil, the intellectual property that has come into this world in the universities in the United States of America. Right here in Colorado, I think we have 44-year universities. Not two-year, not junior college, four-year universities. Institutions of, I don't know if I could use the word honestly, higher education, higher learning. But this is why the British pilgrims, they need empire. See that little island, like I stated yesterday, Russia has the technology or the weaponry to cause a tidal wave that will swamp that whole island. The Queen Mother, her grave, Charles is getting ready to be inaugurated king. King Charles. King of what? King of flies. King of nothing. He's aging just like everybody else. And City of London. In 10 years, the City of London will no longer exist. America will no longer exist. Russia will exist as a nation, but Russia as a power is soon to be punished and judged by God, and severely. 5/6 of Russia, basically. 1/6 will remain. I think that's not only military, but the nation of Russia will continue. China will go into the, at least the good individuals in China that are not hardcore communists, they're going to go into the future. All the nations, for the most part, will be God's inheritance, Christ's inheritance for the coming millennial kingdom, a kingdom of righteousness and justice, not the kind of righteousness and justice that we have today, where the judges, if they're Freemasons, they have to protect their Freemason brothers. Not this kind of justice, where the wicked take care of the wicked. The Petro Yuan. Now, just here recently, Saudi Arabia, China, Russia are now trading in rubles and in the yuan. And the other nations in the BRICS network are trading with Russia in rubles or their currencies, or trading with China in their currencies and the yuan. This is what America didn't want. Well, this began to gel and now has developed since Russia was forced to move into Ukraine. And in just a little over a year, you look what has happened to the nations of the world, now beginning to stand up against empire, saying no to America's world hegemony, America's control, America's sanctions. You see, if they go to a completely different monetary system with their currencies, America can't control them. But I state repeatedly that there will be a digital network for trade economically. It has to be. The Bible says it will be. But it was going to be the World Economic Forum running and controlling, overseeing global digital network in the hands of empire and the nations that are forced to go along with empire. But now there's an alternate digital network. Russia, China, they are putting it together quickly. It has to be in place. The unipolar world is attempting to quickly and forcing a digital system to come into existence. Even here in the next couple of months, they're going to begin to test it. Well, there has to be the multipolar world system. They are moving as quickly as they can to trade with currencies and trade digitally so that they will not be controlled by the Empire Antichrist system. We'll be back. Present truth.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the...
So, France brings de-dollarization to Europe by trading in yuan. Uh-oh. Following the news that Brazil and China agreed to trade their local currencies, it emerged that a French company charged the export of liquefied gas to China National Offshore Oil Corporation in the Chinese yuan. This is another sign that the inexorable process of de-dollarization has gained momentum and even spread to the European Union. This should not be surprising giving the difficult economic situation across the EU, meaning that companies will look after their own interests above all. Nonetheless, the media has already characterized the transaction between the Chinese company and Total Energy in yuan as historic. Just like with Saudi Arabia trading with China and trading with Russia, this is historic. The U.S., Saudi Arabia, and China are especially interested and have been interested in the petrodollars. But 50 years ago, the petrodollar came to explain the U.S. dollar's status as a role as a principal currency for the exchange and store of value for oil producers. But times have changed. Although this change is currency transaction may resonate with the situation in which the world is currently in, the de-dollarization process started long before the Ukrainian and pandemic crisis. It is recalled that German companies were buying Russian gas from the Moscow and St. Petersburg exchanges with rubles. This was true. But that was before Ukraine situation. Since that time, the United States has put pressure on Germany to stop trading with Russia with rubles. Meanwhile, the dollar, which once accounted for 70% of the foreign exchange reserves, has fallen now to 59%. One of the initial goals of the BRICS Association was de-dollarization. Every annual conference since the founding of BRICS has stressed these processes. BRICS members and aspiring members, such as Egypt, was not expected, if these members that have been asking to become, you know, accepted into the BRICS, that's one thing. Some of the nations from the Middle East, Northern Africa, what they call the Global South, but not France, not a country like France. Chinese insist on payments in the yuan, so it becomes a reserve with the same respect as a dollar, the Swiss franc, the euro, and the yen. The yuan is the international, an international means of payment that fully meets standard norms because currency parity can be established with it. So this is the end of the petrodollar, like the Russian billionaire stated. In 5 years, the United States, this is the end of the greenback. I like to reread this. The U.S. dollar has only 5 years left as a principal currency for the global economy. I agree. In 5 years, possibly we will be in the system of Antichrist where you will have a digital currency. It will take probably, when they go ahead and pull the trigger, it could probably take a year to just eliminate currency completely. Are we going to actually go that direction? I hate to say it, but yes, because it's in the Bible. But now remember, once we have to start trading digitally or purchasing digitally, that is when the criminals, the devil worshipers that are going to run things, they can unfriend you and unfriend your money, and your money will be in the bank, but you have no access to it, or your digits will be in the bank. But what are you going to do? But the system where you will be controlled and forced to worship Antichrist won't come for another, let's say, 3.5, 5.5 years. But there will come a time in America, in the unipolar world, where if you don't worship this individual to come, you can't buy and you can't sell. The multipolar world digital system will be in place, and you will be able to trade in their system, but you probably better not be in America. This is the purpose of the Antichrist's TikTok bill. The TikTok bill is actually the bill of Antichrist. And if you are an American and you do any transactions with any of the nations or businesses in the multipolar world, they can cut off your credit card. There'll be no transactions. Antichrist won't let you do anything in the multipolar world system. Hate to tell you that.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to KHNC listeners. He is giving us great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets and the new MyPillow 2.0. For these buy one, get one free offers and a special free shipping program, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC or call 800-948-8229. That's MyPillow.com or 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
This is Steve from the Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado. We're looking for some technicians. If you're looking for a place to work where they don't expose you to dangerous chemicals, where they don't yell at you, where you're not forced to work like a slave, and you look forward to going to work every day, come talk to us. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, in Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So I'll finish today's program by the BRICS is. I didn't pay much attention to it 3-4 years ago to some degree, but I've really been paying attention to it here in the last year. And as I was looking at Russia, China, and these nations, and even the nations in the old Soviet bloc, Asian nations, there will be checks and balances in the multipolar world monetary network. There won't be any checks and balances in the unipolar world. But in the multipolar world, India and China have never really, they have their differences, these centuries-old differences. But the thing is this, the trade between the two nations will be, it will go on. They may have their conflicts, they may have their differences, but they will trade with the Indian rupee and the yuan, and they will trade digitally for a while longer. They'll trade with India and all these other nations, and China will trade with the ruble. The longer, as Russia goes into the future, as long as she's here, the ruble will continue to gain strength. But when Israel invades the Middle East with other countries, that currency will pretty much cease to exist, because Russia will cease to exist as a nation. At that point, the Chinese yuan will become very, very powerful. But there will be checks and balances. The multipolar world nations will not allow themselves to be controlled by China. They've been through that by being controlled through America. They've learned the lesson, and they won't repeat that mistake again. And the multipolar world nations, with their currencies digitally, they'll feel safe, and they will trade. They will do transactions, and they will recognize each nation as its own individual, they'll recognize each other, and they'll work together. They'll have to, because the unipolar world is going to be at war with them. And I've read before in Jeremiah that God says, I think it was in Jeremiah 50, America will be the hammer. And I don't mean like a 16-ounce or 28-ounce hammer. I mean like a sledgehammer. And America will go on a rampage and destroy the nations of the world and take nations that are flourishing and basically destroy these nations. Why? Because they will not go along with Antichrist control, and they will not be forced to worship Antichrist. So that's as simply as I can explain it. Hopefully I explained it so you can understand it. We'll be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, the President Group, podcast 1360KHNC.com. Have a wonderful night.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. MyKind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.